Okay, great. So welcome, warm welcome to all of you for this Friday's edition of Happy Hour. So for today's theme of our practice, I'd like to invite us to consider it's a merging of a couple of different themes and ideas. And one is an antidote, metta has been taught also can serve as an antidote to self-criticism, to self-judgment, to the self-judgmental thought coming up. You're terrible, you're awful, you're a failure, you haven't accomplished anything in your life, you know, you're not going anywhere. Just the most horrible, terrible things that we wouldn't tell anyone, but oh, it just comes up and just gets unleashed, and it can be very painful. And not for everyone, not all the time, but it can come up now and then. And it tends to be more prevalent somehow in the West, because we measure ourselves so much according to these external standards of that the media holds up: power and money and youth and beauty, and can cause a lot of suffering. So with that, and again, you may not identify with this right now, and so you are welcome to file this teaching on, for later use, or there might be some other areas that this can actually be helpful, if this can be supportive. So metta, loving kindness, and practices of the heart in general, there are many ways to really shake ourselves out of the prison, this made up fabricated prison of comparison and self-judgment. Because maybe you have a memory of, you know, a moment, or if you've had the storm of self-judgment, self-comparison, one moment you're fine, it's like you're going about your business, and the next moment it just comes on, and then this fabrication gets created, and then sadness and depression, self recrimination. So how to, one way to shake ourselves out of, there are many practices. One practice I'd like to offer for us to explore is in a way taking ourselves out of it, because the self-criticism, self-recrimination, self, it all has to do with the self. Me. I'm terrible. I'm great. I'm awful. I'm fantastic. I, right? So what if we just take the self out of it in a very healthy way, really turn this whole paradigm on its head? And one way we can explore this is, how may I be of service? How may this being be of service? How can I serve? So in a way, with that question, it's intended to not see us as getting, wanting, I want this, I'm not getting that. Is, oh, how can this being that is me, with all the connections in the world, with all the personal connections, with all the relationships, with all the skills, how can I show up in the way to serve the world? So it's not about me getting, it's me about me. How can I offer? How can I let my heart, my body, my resources be a gift onto others? And this can be a radical way to shift ourselves out of this me, I'm not good enough, I want this. It just completely changes the frame. It changes the frame. And along these lines of, how may I serve? How can I be of service? And it can be simple. It can be very simple. We're not talking about grand, it could be grand, right? You could change the direction of your life, but it could also be in very subtle ways. Oh, with, you know, this person, I'm in a relationship with, I can smile, I can say something kind to them, I can serve them, I can call them up and call up a friend or someone, say, how are you doing? You know, do you need anything? If they're alone, can we hang out this weekend or something? Just could be service, could show up in very, very small ways. So basically, instead of it being about us, to not make it about us, not about me. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about me. And this practice isn't about me, 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 me. Make it not about me. And in the same way, I'll share a quote by Marianne Williamson that has been attributed to so many people. But again, within this perspective of service, of shining our hearts, shining our lights, not from a place of ego, like I'm great, I'm fantastic, but shining our light from a place of service, of a place of goodness. So I'll read this quote and then we'll start the practice together. You might have heard it before. So here we go. She says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light, our own light, shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So this way of shining our light, shining our goodness, not in this self-centered way, but as a way of serving, as a way of serving others, letting this light, all the gifts that have been given, to be of service. So with those as themes for our practice, let's embrace some silence. Let's practice together. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, whatever might be comfortable for you. Sitting, lying down, standing, walking, whatever it might be. The four postures. Since I'm sitting, I'll give the instructions, the touch points with sitting. Translate for your own body posture. So, sensing, feeling your feet on the floor. Connecting with the earth, child of the earth, child of the universe, all of us in our humanity, not different. Feeling your sit bones, your lower legs. contacting the cushion or the chair. Letting yourself land. Release, release. Releasing into the contact points with the earth. Letting the breath breathe you. Soothe you, settle and calm every muscle of the body. Inviting your lower body, your feet, your legs, your sit bones to relax, to let go of any tension. So too, your abdomen, the chest, shoulders, neck. The arms feel heavy, the hands dropping their weight. Letting the muscles of the face unwind. No need to wear any mask of smile or anything right now. Releasing, completely releasing. Muscles behind the eyes. Behind the jaw, the chin, the forehead. Letting the weight of every muscle, the entire body to drop internally. To be released, to be freed. If thoughts arise, it's not a problem. Inviting the thoughts to settle with the next breath. There's nothing wrong with thinking, but for now we are calming, inviting the mind to settle. Thank you, thought. Let's settle. Come back later. Giving my heart to this practice to cultivate in kindness. Goodness right now. Letting each breath fill the heart, fill the body with ease, settling more and more into this moment, to the gift of this moment. I'd like to invite you, if you wish. If you're sitting, let yourself sit just a little taller. If you need to adjust, sitting just a little taller. The sense of integrity in your posture. The sense of nobility in this being showing up on this cushion, on this chair, with a role to play in service, to serve others. For this life to unfold, according to your highest values, which from the outside may not be visible, but from the inside, you know that cultivating goodness, cultivating kindness, cultivating integrity cultivating service compassion friendliness uprightness honesty so many other beautiful values, whatever there might be for you. Are important to you. As if there was a vertical line aligning, upholding, lifting you up. Consideration uplifts you as if opening your chest, your heart to shine its goodness into the world. How may I be of service? How may I be of service? How may this be life be of service to goodness? In goodness, not so much about me and mine, what I get, what I don't get, turning the frame, turning the frame of selfishness on its head. It's not about me. What if it's not about me in just this moment? Trying it on for size. You can always take it all back and make it all about you later. But experiment. Try it on for size for a moment. Cultivating goodness. Metta, friendliness. In service. In service to what is me and beyond me, larger than me, greater than me, greater than conception. This conceiving that I have of who I am and my role in the world. Wishing goodness for all beings everywhere. Cultivating friendliness and goodwill. No matter what their circumstances are, whether they're friends, or whether you have challenges with them, or whether they, in their own way, they're causing harm, or their own confusion. Letting there be kindness, goodwill. Unconditionally. For the freedom of your own heart and letting your light shine, your goodness. Shine in the world and be of service. And if you notice any judgments arising, any self-judgments, as we discussed at the beginning, I'm not doing this right, I'm not good enough, my mind is distracted. What if this is not about me, but how I am doing? What if we can let go of all of that? Taking the self out of the equation. This concern, self-concern, me, me, mine, mine. How am I perceived? How am I this? Just taking it all out. How can this being be of service? How can I serve? It's not about me. It doesn't matter. Can we feel into that radical shift even for a split second? What if this isn't so much about me, this self that I take myself to be? But beyond me, this being is part of the magnificent fabric of humanity. Beyond my conception. What if it's not just about me in this moment, this cultivation of my heart and goodness? Can I trust to let my goodness shine without fear, without fear? for the last moments of this practice period. Again, if there are any self-criticisms coming up about, oh, I was distracted, I'm sleepy, it's not about me. This cultivation, it's a gift. How can I serve? This is a gift of service. Showing up as best as possible in this moment and letting go of the rest. Showing up as well as we can, as a gift. It's a gift of goodness. And letting go of the rest. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. I will change the settings now. And you are welcome to raise your Zoom hand if you'd like to share. You can type in chat. If it's privately to me, I won't say your name. If it's publicly, I'll read your name. And yeah, I would love to hear how this was for you, Richard, please.
You could hear me?
Yeah.
I was recalling the things I had been doing for other people today. And I did some substantial good deeds, but I've also done things for myself. I mean, I listened to a Dharma talk. I read a chapter in a very good book. I practice my scales or whatever. And I really don't personally see much difference there.
Great. Beautiful. That's it. Perfect. Great. Because when you're talking about that, I'm not hearing the self-criticism, the self-involvement. It's more of a, oh, it's kind of, it's the things you're doing for yourself isn't so much, it's just, you know, doing the scales is just, you know, music is a gift or reading. There's all these beautiful, it's as if you're cultivating yourself as this gift. So of course, I don't see any difference either. And it's really the attitude, it's the way of seeing that makes it so. So, yeah, beautiful. We're on the same page.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. That's lovely. That's just lovely. Bill, please.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to say that I find this theme very compelling. I'm not sure if I can express this right. But this ties into my motives for doing metta in a really strong way, and one hoping that we can do more of it in the future. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so glad to hear that this is compelling to you. There's something compelling. There's something that speaks to you. And and I wonder if it's possible to say maybe just one or two more words, Bill, if it's possible. If not, it's okay. But how do you find it compelling? I would love to hear more.
It speaks to the better angels of my nature. How about that?
Beautiful. Beautifully put. Yeah, thanks for adding that. That's lovely. I just hearing that, my heart is uplifted. My heart, I resonate. I completely resonate with what you're sharing. Like, yes, this works for me. So yes, I'll try to remember to bring it more into the future. Thank you for that. And knowing that this resonates with you, this really speaks to better angel of just something wakes up in you. Wake just like, yes, it's not about me. It is and it isn't. There's just beautiful. Thank you for bringing that into the space. Yeah, lovely. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, Forrest says, thank you for teaching us this technique. At some point, the switch suddenly happened and it really worked. Oh, lovely. That sounds fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. And I see Charlie's hand. Please, and Forrest, if you want to raise your hand and say a little more, we'd love to hear more about from you. Yes, Charles Lee.
Yes, okay. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. The what stood out for me was the invitation to sit up taller or straighter or more dignified. It was a signpost for me. But then I started kind of getting interested in the position of my shoulders and my neck and my chin, and just a very interested embodied place where I was, making small movements, raising my chin, realizing that does make breathing a little bit easier, but put some tension on the back of the neck, dropping the chin a little bit, which tends to balance, I think balance my head. And then, one of my intentions has really been to work on releasing my shoulders. I feel like I have 40 years of like clenched, or maybe I probably didn't do that as a baby. So maybe 35 years of clenched shoulders to kind of work with. But thank you for the I think the invitation to adjust posture, which I liked.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie, and I'm really appreciating how you really took that invitation and worked with it with a lot of awareness and mindfulness of how the impact, how these different minor adjustments are having impact in both my physiology and in my perception. So yeah, very interesting. So Tamara says, greetings from Campbell. That was nice to release the focus from myself, thinking of how I can bring goodness to others. That is a nice idea. I'll be practicing this going forward. Lovely. Thank you. And Forrest says, I'm doing a self-retreat right now, so a little shy. No problem, Forrest. You can continue to keep your silence. That's great. I'm delighted for you that you're doing a self-retreat. Yay. So great. So dear ones, let's practice in community. How can we serve each other in small groups? Is it possible for us to show up both for ourselves and for each other, for these beautiful beings who are practicing with us? Can we just show up in silence with them? I mean, maybe we don't even have to talk if our turn comes in the small triad and say, I'm just here supporting you and offering my presence. What if we just show up like that today if you don't feel like talking? And that's okay. People understand. They'll support you. We don't have to say anything. Or you can share as little or as much as you like about your practice. Let's show up with that spirit today in the small groups. Maybe a little more silent. It was just showing up and see what happens. So, and of course, you can speak as you wish. We'll start with 15 seconds of silence. In the breakout rooms, 15 seconds of silent metta for each other in the breakout rooms. And here we go. I've created the rooms and I'm opening them now. Okay, here you go. Enjoy. And we have a couple of minutes for any reflections, especially if you haven't spoken for a while. Would like to make space for those who usually pull back first. So what did you discover, especially in group practice? Making space for especially those who don't speak often. Would love to hear what you discovered, what worked, what was challenging, what didn't work, complaints. It's all welcome. All right. So given that it's 6:59, let's close. We had a lot of lovely reflections before we went into groups. So we'll close together. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Thank you all for showing up. It's both about us and it's above and beyond us. We should show up and cultivate and do this practice. As a gift of us being alive and breathing in this form, in this universe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you. And now I stop the recording.